Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head wrestling coach Steve Stout. And coach, let's go back to last Friday. Your team heads to Humboldt and has a Friday evening tournament with Humboldt and some other teams there. Talk about that one, coach.
That's a tough tournament. It's teams we don't always see, but it's good to get out and see different people and get some good competition. There's plenty of good competition there. So Humboldt won the tournament. They're pretty solid this year, and Atlantic wasn't too far behind them. So also pull in Sheldon South O'Brien. He's got some real scrappy kids, and Emmitsburg's there. So it's a tough tournament, and it's kind of an eye opener for our younger kids on what varsity wrestling is all about if they haven't been a part of it for very long. And it really shows us what we need to work on. So overall, we didn't have a bad day. We learned that we need to put matches together and fight for an entire match instead of a minute here or a minute there. And individually, we had Kellen Moore at 170. He was a champ there and beat the second-ranked kid in 1A from Emmitsburg in the finals in a close match. But really, the score was 2-1, but Kellen was in control most of that match. So the score is closer than the match really was, in my opinion. We had a third-place finish from Robe Beery at 126. He wrestled really well and lost a match in the second round that he was ahead in. And once we get him reacclimated to wrestling after his year off, he can turn that match around. So good day for Robe also. And we had fifth place finish from Gavin Grenhold at 138. And another fourth place finish for Christian Anderson at 195. And Noah Bronis with a fifth place at 132. So, and Deegan Moore at 113 got fifth also. So we had good matches throughout the day. We just need to put a full day together, and I think we can turn some of those matches around.
Coach, you guys then wrestled against Osage, West Hancock, and Newman Catholic on Thursday night, a couple of nights ago. Some really good teams there, Coach. Talk about that.
Yeah, we started off tonight with Osage, and they're the real deal. I mean, they come at you. They're pretty solid at every weight, and they took it to us, and we showed fight. We just need to clean up some things in positions, and Robe Beery got a major decision, and that was a big one for us. And Kellen Moore was out with illness. I mean, a couple other guys that were missing, either banged up or sick. So I think we can wrestle them closer than what we did last night. But probably the biggest downside of that duel is that we lost our 6-pounder David Schomburg, dislocated his shoulder in a close match, and tough little dude because he dislocated it, and there's probably 15-20 seconds left on the clock, and he just gutted it out for the end. And when he stood up, we realized what was wrong, and kudos to him, and I hope he has a quick recovery of that. But I know he's in a lot of pain last night. Second round, we had Newman and beat them and had some good matches there, and finished tonight with Britt. And One of those duels that if we have a 6-pounder, if our 20-pounder is there, then we just have to turn the tables on one or two matches. We have Kellen healthy. So, I mean, it's one of those duels that later in the year we hope would be a little different. But Britt's got some solid kids, and it was a good duel. So, overall, not a bad night. We got plenty of things to work on, but we saw some fight out of some kids that we hadn't before. So, we're making strides in the right direction.
Let's stay on this topic, Coach, and expand a little bit. We're talking about an Osage team that you just mentioned is very good, a team that that honestly could compete with any dual team in the state, no matter what class it is. West Hancock has got kids, you know, they've been to the championship a few times, state duels recently. And, of course, Newman Catholic has great traditions. So talk about wrestling some really good competition to start off the season.
Yeah, it's a measuring stick as much as anything. I mean, Osage is ranked number one in the state. They're ranked nationally in the top 40 or 50. So, I mean, they're the real deal. And you go out there, I mean, it's a pretty tall order to think we're going to win, but you have to go out there with that mindset and then look for positives. And whether it's limiting a result from a major decision to a decision or major decision instead of a tech fall. So you go out there and fight for those things. You look for the positives, and it's a great measuring stick, and it's humbling to the kids because when we just wrestle in the room, sometimes they have a lot of success on days, and they don't realize that there are guys out there that are the Osage type that are going to go out and put it to you. So overall, I mean, it's just good to see that kind of competition so we can show the kids what we're striving to be and get them to buy into the process of the hard work and the drilling and the lifting and kind of the being a competitor year-round, whether it's in wrestling or football or track or baseball. So it's a good night for that, and I think we came away with some positives and things we can build on.
Coach, today you guys traveled to Emmitsburg. What are you expecting at Emmitsburg today?
It's a pretty deep tournament. We've got, I believe, 13 or 14 teams there. Emmitsburg's ranked. Lake Mills is there, and they're tough. You've got Eagle Grove, who's a pretty solid program. A couple of 3A schools in the Mars and Storm Lake. Pocahontas, Okoboji, Spirit Lake. So, I mean, there's a lot of competition. They run it in two gyms, and it's a long, busy day. But we're going to be shorthanded again, but it's one of those days that you take what you got and you run with it and focus on those kids and get them better each match and build on that. So it should be a fun day, and we're looking forward to the stiff competition and getting a chance to see Lake Mills for the first time this year. And then Estherville will be there, and they're in our district, as is Spirit Lake. So gives us a chance to see what we're going to be competing against in the postseason. So we're excited to get there and get going and see where we stack up with these guys.
Coach, good luck today. Thank you so much for taking some time with us.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City Wrestling Coach Steve Stout.